This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. When God gave the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, they were considered conditions of a covenant, a condition on the part of Israel to obey it if they were to be blessed. Israel was to be a peculiar treasure and a priestly nation, see Exodus 19. But when we read the history of Israel and Moses and the prophets, we see unfolded their failure to keep this covenant. And as a result, they never achieved the purpose for which they were called. Now remember, the Ten Commandments were never given to Israel so that they might obtain eternal life, but they were given for service. Keep eternal life and service distinct. Scripture says the law was added because of transgressions. After Israel broke the covenant in Exodus, the terms of the covenant became law, and the death penalty was added to 9 out of the 10 commandments. Now that it was law, man had to keep it in order to live. Again, this has nothing to do with everlasting life, but service. The law was given so that they might live together in peace and justice and remember the one true God. It was to guide them in their society. And just as Adam was given a test in the Garden of Eden not to eat of the fruit, so the covenant was given to Israel as a test. And just as the sentence of death was not carried out immediately when Adam disobeyed, so also when Moses interceded for Israel, Israel's death sentence was not carried out at that time either. See Exodus 32-34 for details. Now the law brought condemnation, so the Lord Jesus took that condemnation on himself on the cross. He was made a curse because the law said, "Cursed is he that hangs on a tree," and disobedience to the law brought a curse. Now, the purpose of the law was to teach Israel that they needed grace. It was to teach them that they were weak, and having learned that weakness, they should turn to their Messiah. Their Messiah was everything to them, and he was all that they were not. They lacked, but Messiah lacked nothing. He was perfect. This was the lesson the law was to teach. Now, some today think that everlasting life and justification is gained by keeping the Ten Commandments. Now, first of all, the law was never given to Gentiles, so those who are trying to bring the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Code on Gentiles are doing a wrong thing. Paul said in Romans 2:14, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law," ponder that, "which have not the law," Romans 2:14. Secondly, it is plain from the history of Israel that by the deeds of the law no flesh has ever, nor will ever, be justified by the works of the law. Now the law is holy, just, and good, but man is a sinner in need of grace. The principle of loving God and loving our neighbor still applies today. However, today we stand before God perfect, justified, and that perfectly through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. So we love God and others because of what God has done for us and what he has made us to be in Christ. The law said, "Do this and live," and the emphasis is on do. But grace says, "Live, have life, and do this," and the emphasis is on the life we already possess. What religion has for its goal, we have under grace for our starting point. We come out of the gate alive, and grace is the greatest motivation to serving God the world will ever know. Bask in God's amazing grace. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com.